In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on this Rogation Monday, when we commence our Rogation days, we ask many things from God, both blessings and protections. One of the invocations in the Litany of Saints, which we just sang when we processed out, is, "From plague, famine, and war, deliver us, O Lord." And it also asks protection from lightning and the tempest. And oftentimes we ask many things from God, but many times we feel that we truly don't receive what we ask for. Has God then closed his ears from our prayers? For that we can never believe to trust that that kind of a thing would take place. Instead, we can ask that, is that thing which we ask, is it truly good for us or not? I'll tell you a little story which shows the power of prayer, where the answer might be a little different than what we expect. There was once a man who was living in a small village, and in one year there came a terrible drought, and all the crops failed. So the man prayed to God, "Please do something about this dreadful drought." But God was silent. So the man went to neighboring villages to collect food for his people. Then came heavy rains, and a local river flooded, killing all the livestock of the village. And the man again prayed, "Please, Heavenly Father, my people are suffering so much. Save us from this flood." But again, no help from God was coming. So the man went to see the governor and organized a lobby to get the government sent emergency help to the village. And finally, in the wake of the flood, infection and disease ran through the village. The man prayed once more and said, "Now, surely, God, you will help us." But the diseases just continued. So the man got together the healthy villagers and made them a team to care for the sick of the place. So months later, when man looked into everything what had taken place in his village, he turned to God and said, "God, why did you not answer my prayers? Why did you not send help to my poor villagers when we were troubled by drought, floods, and pestilence?" And God answered, "Of course I sent help. I sent you." Dear children, when we ask for God the things, he always gives us an answer. God, like a true heavenly Father, he knows what is best for us much better than we ourselves know. If you ever feel that you do not get the answer what you are pleading for, know that it might be the test of God from to his child, that how earnest are you in your trust to your heavenly Father, and if something which you appreciate is taken away from you, that is often the sign of God that you should learn to appreciate his gifts. We can truly make our good things and our gifts pleasing to God only if we always use them for his greater glory. So children, trust God and trust your heavenly Father. He always knows what is good for you. He always hears and answers your prayer. And oftentimes we, truly like little children, don't know what is good for us. But we know certainly that what is the very best for us is a place in heaven. And after this trial and after the little difficulties of life, we will enjoy the everlasting heavenly life in paradise. And then everything which we ever wished for and more will be granted to us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.